Glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here.
I hear you.
So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Well, I could have been gone. Could have been gone. Could have been gone in Jesus' name. Could have been gone. Could have been gone. Could have been gone
in Jesus' name.
Church, I'm so glad I'm here. So glad,
so glad I'm here.
So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. God bless you all. God is in his holy temple. And all earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
It's a blessing.
Amen. This is day 306.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And we're still here.
Amen.
We give God some praise up in this place.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Do better than that. 306 days. The pandemic had taken us out.
Uh-huh.
Just stay here. We need to hear some praise.
Thank you, God.
Yes, sir. Thank
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your holy name. Thank you, God.
All right. Well, it's time we will continue prayer. Mr. Wayne.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in the land of the living one more time. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, that died that we may have life. And Lord, now bless this service in a special way, Lord. Give us a listening ear, Lord. Give us an open heart, Lord, to receive your word.
Yes, God.
Count it done, Lord. We just said thank you for grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thankful to God for this another day.
Yes, yes.
Amen. We're able to worship him.
Yes.
His mighty acts. Okay, and all the goodness he's been to us. He continues to be to us. We don't deserve it. But I'm so glad he just showered us with his blessing.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And we invite your attention to the book of Psalms, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
64.
24.
Okay.
Verse 7 through 9.
Can't hear with all that rattling. With that going. Can't hear the switches.
We'll have it.
Amen.
Verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory?
Who is this?
The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. We want to speak to you today from this subject. Lift your heads up.
Amen.
Lift your heads up. You are invited to allow the Lord to bless you in the way that he would deserve, he desires to bless you. You are invited to cast all your cares. Okay, because he cared for you. You are invited to allow the Lord to do all the things in your life that you can't do. And that you should rejoice in this. That in order to do this, you need to lift your heads up. Your mind's elevated. Think about what the Lord is capable of doing, what he has done in the past, what he will continue to do in the future.
Amen.
For this reason, we can hold our head up because we know that God has it in control.
Yes, he does.
In his hand.
Amen.
Okay. And nothing going to happen to us. It's not a part of his will for us. And if it's according to his will for us, then everything's going to work out just like it ought to be. Okay. And it happening to you because it's a necessity in your spiritual life that you don't seem to see. Okay. And all you see is the stress that's there, the anger that may come from it, the hurt, the pain that may result from it. But God is allowing it to happen for your spiritual well-being and your spiritual growth and for his glory.
Amen.
If it's not for your growth, then it's for his glory. Mm-hmm. Either way, you're supposed to be rejoicing in it because it is for your good. Okay. So whenever things come your way that tend to want to stress you out, look up. Lift your head up.
Yes.
And allow God to move in your life. Allow him to come in and do what he said he would do. To turn your sadness into joy. And he'll make your hopeless situation become hopeful. He will do a wonderful work in your life if you allow him to do it.
Amen.
Now he's not going to force his way in. Okay. He's not going to force his desires on you.
That's true.
He allows us to have choice.
Yeah.
Okay. You select. He may not want you to do certain things. But he also will allow you to do it if that's what you desire to do.
Okay.
Right? Because he freed you up. Okay. So you're no longer bound.
That's right.
By anything. Okay. And the decision that you make will determine your outcome. Okay. There's a right way and they're the wrong way.
That's right, amen.
And he always desires for you to choose the right way.
Yes.
Most of the time we select the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
And Adam and Eve had a choice.
Yes, they did.
To eat from the forbidden tree,
mm-hmm.
or not to eat from it.
Right.
They were given the result of what would happen when they did it.
Amen.
They could have left the tree alone.
Yes, my Lord.
From all the other trees in the garden, even there, the one that had the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
They could have eaten from that and lived forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen. Amen. But
they chose not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat from the tree they weren't supposed to eat from mm-hmm. in the first place. Okay. And so we also eat from forbidden things
mm-hmm.
that the Lord told us not to do.
Well, it's true.
And we do that because sometimes we see somebody else doing it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we think that they're doing it, and so it must be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're doing it, and I ought to be able to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
We are always being envious. Envy will get you in a whole lot of trouble.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Because you try to get and want what somebody else got.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you realize that what somebody else has may not be for you?
Yes,
amen.
It may not be for you and you're not able to handle it. It may feel good or seem good to the person that has it, but when you get it, a lot of time you get it and then you're not satisfied with it.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you got it because somebody else got it.
Yeah, true.
Envy is not supposed to be a part of our daily agenda.
That's true.
The Bible tells not to envy one another.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you just, when you start wanting things to the point that start getting you upset with people, you are wanting something that you're not supposed to be having
mm-hmm.
at that particular time. Sometimes yeah. we can have a thing. But the time is not right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time and place for everything.
Yes, it is.
Okay. You just have to wait for your season.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Your season and my season may not be the same season.
Mm-hmm.
Your desires and your aspiration is what for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to ask God, what's in store for me?
That's true.
Not want things and want to do things because somebody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Lift your head up and allow God
mm-hmm.
to do what God does.
Amen.
And everything he does is good.
Yes, amen. It is.
And very good.
Yes, 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 yes.
Everything he does for you helps you
mm-hmm.
and keeps you delivered, giving you victory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in a time of trouble.
Amen.
Keep your heads up high as we go from day to day. Turmoil comes in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
But that's when you need to lift your head up.
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes.
Okay, and allow the uh-huh. King of Glory into your heart,
yes.
and into your mind,
uh-huh.
your thought. Okay, a long time we go worrying about things and don't think about where my uh-huh. help comes from.
Amen.
Songwriter said, all my help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So we got to keep that in mind. Allow him to come in your life and occupy your life. Okay. The word that I will give you peace, give those that whose mind stay on him.
Yes.
You keep your mind on him. That's allowing him to come in your life and bring you the joy, the peace, the harmony, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, and all these other things that you need to have a blessed day, to have a blessed time, to have a joyous time, and be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. When your mind is on him, nothing is hard for him.
Thank you.
Nothing is too strenuous for him.
Amen.
Everything is possible
Amen.
With the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And if it doesn't happen, it's not because you can't do it. It's because it's not for you.
Amen.
Okay? At least at that time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So keep that in mind. Allow the word of God to dwell in us richly.
Yes.
That we speak to one another, to admonish one another with psalms, the hymns, the spiritual songs. Things that's going to lift somebody else up.
Yes, sir.
And by lifting them up, you also want to lift yourself up.
Amen.
You also want to encourage yourself.
Amen. Yeah.
Because the King of Glory would have come in.
That's right.
Okay. And we know that he can handle it. Since he can handle it, we leave it alone.
Amen.
Okay. God doesn't need your help for things he's supposed to do. Okay. So he is all powerful, all mighty. Okay. He is strong, stronger than anything else in this world.
Amen.
He knows the whole world and more in his hand.
Yeah.
He got it in control. Okay. So lift your heads up. Look to the hills from which cometh your help.
Okay. Amen.
David said, when I get in distress, I will lift my head, my eyes up unto the hills. Coming my help.
I'm
going to look to the Lord for my deliverance.
Okay.
I'm going to look to the Lord for my joy.
Yes.
I'm going to look to the Lord for my hope.
Yes.
I'm going to look to the Lord for my victory.
Yes.
I'm going to look to the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. When I be in distress, I will lift my eyes unto the hill, for it cometh my help. My help is coming from the Lord. Okay. And it's not down that David said I'm looking. I'm going to look up.
Yes.
All right. So my help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
My help, he said, come from the Lord, which make it the heaven and earth.
Amen.
And he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will, that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Amen.
And behold, he that keepeth Israel and neither slumber nor sleep. So he will keep your foot planted. Okay,
yes.
He your feet like hind feet.
Amen.
The hind is the wild goat that roams the mountain. They can run on the side of the mountain because when they hit the foot, the hoofs hit, it has a suction on it. Both of them from sliding and falling over. That's what God does. He took you out of the muck and mire clay.
Yes, he did.
You were slipping and sliding and trying to get out the hole and can't get out. And he gave us hind feet so that we can suck. Have that suction cup on them.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And you stay still. So he said he would not suffer your foot to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Up out of that grave.
Yes.
And set your feet on a rock to stay.
Yes, he did.
And so he will not suffer your feet to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And he will keep you because he does not slumber.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't sleep. He's able and knows your every need.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there when you ever need him.
Yes.
Okay. He that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. So you know that his eyes are always on you.
Yes. Yes.
He hears your cry.
Yes.
He answers your plea.
Yes, he
then you got to look to the hill from whence comes your help.
Mm-hmm.
For your deliverance.
Yes, start sir.
For your victory. Start mm-hmm. praising for your joy.
Yes.
A hope. Start praising for everything that you have asked for.
Amen.
And if it does not happen, remember,
mm-hmm. it's
not your time.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, it's not for you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Behold, he that is really need a slumber not sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. And the Lord is thy shade of thy right hand.
Mm-hmm.
God is your keeper.
Yes, he is.
And if he got you,
mm-hmm.
you're in good hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. He got strong hands.
Mm-hmm.
And we told you on last week. He holds you in the palm of his hand. And no one is able
to look
you out.
That's right. Amen.
So he will keep you.
Yeah.
The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
Yes, he is.
None shall not smite thee by day.
Not the moon by night.
Not the moon by night.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So he'll keep you safe.
Mm.
He'll keep you where you need to be. Mm. And not so much his physical body, but he's talking mostly about your spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Lord shall preserve thy going out.
Yes, my Lord.
And thy coming in.
Yes, he will. Mm.
From this time forth,
forevermore.
Even forevermore,
mm-hmm.
the Lord will preserve.
Yes, he will.
You know, preserves are fruits that's been prepared, that can sit on your shelf
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Amen.
And when I'm growing up, I heard people say about your preserve before it'll spoil.
It'll mm-hmm. come out of
it. Okay, so God is a good God.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
So David tell us.
Jersey in the
house. Earth is the Lord.
I see a mom in the house.
And the fullness thereof.
Yes.
The world and they that dwell therein.
Mm-hmm.
He has founded it upon the seas and established upon the flood.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Who shall stand into the hills of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Yes, my Lord.
He that has clean hands
your heart.
And a pure heart.
Yes,
he will not lift his soul into vanity, not forward deceitfully.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to go into the hills of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to stand in his holy place?
Mm.
You got to have clean hands.
Amen.
And a pure heart.
Yes.
Not a deceitful heart. Who have not lifted your soul into vanity.
Vanity. Full glory be to God.
Yes.
Put all our hope in our mind and our effort into things that doesn't mean a thing for you to eternity.
Mm-hmm.
That's vanity. Vanity, vanity, vanity. All is vanity. There's nothing.
My Lord.
Doing all that and getting all upset and worried about something that don't mean a thing to you.
Hey.
Okay. No, the storm deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing. From the Lord and the righteousness of the God of his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you do those things, you want to be blessed with the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keep your heart pure.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mind pure.
Yes, yes.
Thank on the Lord. Look to the hills when it comes your help.
Yes,
knowing that it's coming from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming, you're not doubting,
uh-uh.
But you know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to worry.
Well,
you're not going to fret.
My Lord.
Okay, because God got it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to move when the time is right.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so this is the generation that seek him.
Mm-hmm.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to your instructions. Lift up your head.
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh, you gate.
Yes.
And be ye lifted up.
Everlasting door.
The everlasting door.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Amen.
I ain't just talking about lifting your head, that your filthy head. You may be looking down and looking up. But he's talking about the spiritual life and your knowledge of what the Lord is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Look to him. And when you do that, he will come in.
Mr. Will.
Yes, sir.
The King of glory
shall come in.
Shall come in. Didn't say he might come in, didn't say he may come in, but
Shall come in.
Mm-hmm.
Come in with joy, glory,
mm-hmm.
peace, deliverance, hope, love.
Yes.
He shall come in.
Amen.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord strong.
The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Uh-huh.
Lift up your head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ye gates.
Mm-hmm.
Even lift them up, the everlasting door.
My Lord.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this King of glory?
Well,
the Lord. Of hope. He is.
He is.
He is.
Amen.
And the witness out there?
He is.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. He is the King, the Lord of hope.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so you need glory, you need praise, you need the the joy. He is all of that and more.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
He's more than what you need.
Amen.
When you're feeling down in the dump,
look
up to the hills.
Amen.
Who is coming to your help?
Yes,
you know that the Lord is there.
Yes.
It's on you to call him.
Amen.
It's on you to acknowledge that he is Lord.
Yes.
To him to for waiting on him to do what he said he would do.
That's right.
He said he would. And guess what, y'all? He will.
Amen.
He said he would. He will. He will. He will.
He will.
And turn your darkness into day. He will come in and turn your sadness into joy. He will come in and deliver you out of trouble.
Glory be to God.
But you got to look to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Sometimes he looks for everybody and looks for everybody but him.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
He becomes the last resort.
Uh-huh.
When it should be your first resort.
That's right. That's
see,
true.
See first the King of glory and all his righteousness.
Yes.
And then all these other things.
He added.
He said he'd add it to you.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna get to you before time.
Thank you, God.
Okay. You got to have patience.
Yes.
Right. And faith.
Amen.
And wait on the Lord.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
Mama, keep looking up during this crying time.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic seems to be getting worse rather than better. But our hope still is in the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Our deliverance is still in him.
Amen.
And he's not going to allow anything to happen to us.
That's true. It's
not a part of his will.
Uh-huh.
As long as we stay in his will.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes we walk out of his will.
Amen.
Okay. So he doesn't want anybody to perish.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody to be delivered from their sin.
Amen.
All right. To keep looking up.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it's going to get better.
Yes.
Okay. It's going to get better.
Amen.
God bless you. Anybody out there need deliverance? Amen.
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 Okay. All you got to do is speak up, and we can lead you back to the throne to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So stay ready during these crying times.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for this nation.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. Pray for the victory at the poll box.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody out there that hadn't voted, make
Pastor.
Sure.
You Pastor.
Somebody's right, calling you, Pastor.
Make sure you get up till the morning.
Mm.
And make it to the poll.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let nobody turn you around. Let nobody deter you. So feel you away from what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God gave you that right.
Yes, He did.
Okay.
Amen.
For your deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
That's you. Anybody got a song?
I think Miss Austin called
you. Pastor, I think Mother Austin had something to say.
Mother Austin?
Amen. Pastor Burnett and church, amen. I just got word a few minutes ago that one of my neighbors was having chest pains real bad and is taking her to the hospital, Mother Charity Perry, and I want the church to pray for her.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray.
Yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Move in the life of Mother Terry.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, that she will be healed from whatever the condition is caused of the hospital.
Yes, God.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ. God, move in a mighty special way. The word of healing. All you got to do is say the word.
Yes.
It will be done. Calling your
yes.
Word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sprinkle it in the body.
Now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And enable her to endure.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Posture. In the name touch of Jesus, body, pray. Cover them, God.
Cover them.
Cover them. God is the doctors and the knowledge and the wisdom
yes,
to
God.
Do what they need to do.
Yes,
alleviate this problem.
My Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that thou will heal.
Have your way, God.
Head, thou
hey,
will
hey, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
God.
Do it right now, Jesus. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God.
Right
yes,
now,
sir.
Lord.
No, you
right
ain't.
Now, Lord.
Oh, be God. Yes, sir.
We count it all in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Let's also keep the Swenson family and the McLaurin Ross family, and let's keep Pastor Burnett and their family in prayer. Their niece passed away. So let's keep them in prayer.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Some folks worship money. Oh, God. Some folks worship money and the luxury that it brings.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks live for glory.
Yes, Lord.
To hear their praises ring.
Yes,
but I live for Jesus and for him I cling. Jesus is my everything.
Yes,
oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. Jesus is my everything. He's the light in the darkness, keeps me singing although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is everything.
Really?
Amen. Keep Brother Roger James and his family in prayer as well.
Praise Roger. The Lord.
Roger James, the piano player.
We see prayer is needed.
Man.
Every day, amen. Every hour, every minute.
Yes.
God be the glory. Just keep on praying.
If anyone need a ride to the polls, get up with Deacon Augustus Best. He said he's willing to drive anybody to the polls that need a ride to the polls.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hope we all make it there.
Mm.
I already done cast my vote.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's already done.
Already
praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Love you all. God bless.
All right. Have a blessing.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you too. Love you. Good love day.
You. Enjoy your day, everybody.
And I'll be blessed. So,
thank blessed. You. Have a good day. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.
You too,
my love.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
All right, y'all be blessed.
Thank you.
Keep looking up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.